This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Anno 1660, Aetatis, Sui 15, Great Harbour. Chapter 1. He is coming on the Lord's Day. Though my father has not seen fit to give me the news, I have the whole of it. They supposed I slept, which I might have done as I do each night while my father and Makepeace whisper together on the far side of the blanket that divides our chamber. Most nights I take comfort in the low murmur of their voices, but last evening Makepeace's voice rose urgent and anguished before my father hushed him. I expect that was what pulled me back from sleep. My brother frowns on excessive displays of temperament. I turned on my shakedown then and wondered in a drowsy way what it was that exercised him so. I could not hear what my father said, but then my brother's voice rose again. How can you expose Bethia in this way? Of course, once I caught my own name, that was an end to it. I was fully awake. I raised my head and strained to hear more. It was not difficult, for Makepeace could not govern his tongue, and though I could not make out my father's words...